can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
I do ask you to bring material, and we've been waylaid a bit today because I haven't understood most of what's gone on today. We've tried to make sense of the last hour and a half to little avail. But Don, what I want you to do, just look at this as the Don Scott show. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, can we shut this idiot up?
I will handle it, Don. Rex.
Rex, will you shut
the
up?
Fuck up while Don's speaking. I hope I can speak clearly.
You're still chopping Don, trees down, remember?
Don, please concentrate, man, and speak into the microphone. Give us your topics, something that has captured the imagination.
I've got a letter.
Go ahead.
Comes from Mount Gambier. I'll read it.
Good.
I had a V-Line bus driver come in to see me the other day and tell me, do you want to set the scene here, Johnny?
Yeah, keep going.
And tell me that when the Mount Gambier waterable bus route has begun again in February, the Sunday service, which used to...
See if you can read it properly.
I'm trying to read the writing. Offload all the passengers at Haywood and then go on to Mount Gambier empty.
It's like play school.
Followed by a convoy of cars carrying all those Mount Gambier people will now be allowed to carry those people onto Mount Gambier finally. So... We bought up months ago that the train used to go to Warrnambool.
Then you had to get a bus to Haywood.
Then you had to get a bus to Haywood. The bus would then stop. Everybody had to offload. The bus would then carry on to Mount Gambier empty, whilst all the people from Mount Gambier had to get a car from Haywood to Mount Gambier. So finally, the Department of Transport has allowed that bus from Haywood to Mount Gambier to carry passengers.
And what's V-Line got to do with it?
They operate the service.
The bus.
I think.
Isn't that South Australia?
Well, it's Mount just Gambier's over the border, but I think Jacinda Allen was
that
involved.
That might be the issue. That might be the core of the...
Well, why are they picking them up now?
I don't know, but I'm glad we waited for it.
Is this a person
Is
this a person of intellect who's written the letter? Is it
trust? That is questionable. I'm not.
Is it someone we can trust?
Never disclose a source of information.
Can you actually understand Sam going back to preschool at Hawthorne in Linton Grove or whatever it is, where a little Donald Scott was reading John and Betty, the way that he read that.
You know, John and Betty.
Oh, okay, Donald. Here we go. John and Betty went to the dairy and John pulled out. He's long and hairy. And like that's the way you did it when you were 4 or 5.
And Rex, cut him some slack. He's reading
Research.
He's
fantastic.
Reading a letter which was illegible, intelligible. He couldn't read it because of the writing. Don, your next subject. So that's V-Line.
Now, boys, we're footballers.
What's that?
We're footballers.
We were footballers. We've done the bus to Haywood.
This is sport. Could you tell me, please, because I'm having a bit of a problem, a new rule has come in, so I understand, about standing the mark.
About what?
Standing the mark. You are now not allowed to move when you are on the mark. A free kick or a mark is awarded. Do you boys know anything about that?
Yes, I do, and it's absolutely ridiculous. It's changing the rules for the sake of changing the rules. It's taking away the spirit of the game, and to my mind, the game will be lesser for it. I've got black and white
Rex,
footage.
I asked you to explain the rule to me because
that you're not allowed to move from the left or the right.
Or backwards or forwards.
You must stand the mark.
You never go forwards.
So what happens, Rex, when the man with the ball, he's in a straight, he's lined up towards goal, that straight line. Once he deviates off that straight line, it was play on and you could go across and try and stop it. Are you now allowed to move off that mark when he moves or deviates off the straight line?
Not from my reading of the introduced rule, which will be, it'll be, won't it be tried out in some practice games? Because there's only one or two practice games. But how do you get off on Buddy Franklin, who runs right to the left and actually plays on and they deem it not play on?
I think you have to wait for the perspicacity of the umpire to say... The intelligence of the umpire to say,
but that, but he did play that on. John, he used to do that. It was play. He would call play on as soon as the man deviated off. He said play on, and so you could move off the mark. Now, are you now just supposed to stand on that mark and not move as he deviates off the straight line
until the adjudication expert, the umpire, says play on? Don, I think
there is something on YouTube in black and white television, so it has to be pre 1956 in the Hampden League. 56, black and white television was introduced to Melbourne.
Yeah, but you're saying you're saying it was before colour.
Before colour and Rank Arena or Blowpont. What was your first television brand? Did you have
Healy?
What was that other one with the loosened
thing? Asta. And one of these days, I don't think I'll be Sam. Tell the story. Now, you're talking about these quarantine hotels, but in the main street where the Blowpont televisions are made
Germany, in Brussels. Geneva.
In Germany. What's the
Düsseldorf.
So any Düsseldorf. Berlin. In the main street.
Berlin.
There is a magnificent six-star hotel called the Astor. And there was this bloke that got a job... And he was to meet the tourist at the airport and offer a free transportation bus to the Hotel Astor. We pick up in 1961. Jizz Hornblower's great-great-great-grandfather, who was dressed up like a page boy, and as the people hopped off Lufthansa Flight 61 into that main airport, they were offered a free transportation to the Hotel Astor.
What's that going to do with the bloody television?
Just interrupted your particular topics to Jizz's father was a bit nervous. He had to take the bus down to the station and get out, and all he had to do was say free bus to the Hotel Astor. So this is Jizz's Hornkamp's father. And so he got a bit nervous the first day. I know I've said this before. So
people are mouthing along to this.
Well, I'll do it again because Rex has brought it up. So Jizz's father gets down to the station and all he had to do is get out and say at the bottom of the stairs, free bus to the Hotel Astor. And he was a bit nervous and he got out and he said, as the train pulled in, he stumbled out of the stairs, he said, free ass! To the Hotel Buster. I mean, bust your ass at the Hotel Freezer. I mean, freeze your ass at the Hotel Buster. Oh, kiss my ass, you bastards, and get a taxi. I quit. So that's why Jizz's son took up soccer and he kicked four goals for Dust. Das Bosch, and got a 4-4 draw over in Germany this week.
In 32 minutes.
Go ahead, Don. Go next topic.
My favourite part about today is listening to or watching Sam try to hold this together.
Don, Don, next topic, please. You've done research. Come on, please, quickly.
My stomach's sore.
Come on, Don. What else have you got?
The last time my stomach was sore like this from laughing was watching Barry Humphries.
Go ahead, Don.
Anyway, go ahead.
What are we
doing? Now, you're going through your rule changes?
No, I'm not. Okay.
Come on.
We talked about rule changes.
What else have you got?
Rule changes and the... Give us another one.
I'm going to keep it for next week.
Give us one more.
You say that every week.
Give us one more.
I do not say it for...
You do, actually. You say it every week, and you never come up with the goods. Come out now with something now, quickly, before we wind it up.
Wind it up, please.
Come on, Don, please. Give us one of your topics. We want to see what occupies your mind, your tiny mind, over the week. Go ahead. Go ahead, Don, please. We've got to keep speaking, or if we have dead time, people think it's finished. Say something.
Now, do you think there's something wrong with Gladys Berejiklian?
In what capacity?
Well, I watched a couple of
the premier of
Queensland,
New South Wales.
No, I'm sorry. Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Yep.
Sorry, Palaszczuk.
Okay.
She's referring to herself as I.
What do you mean?
In some of her press conferences instead of we, in relation to, you know, COVID or the situation in Queensland. Do you think it's gone to a head that she won the last election? And
so she's speaking in the
as opposed to Dan.
First person instead of...
Yeah. Saying we, the government,
yeah.
I, the person. What do you think, Don?
I think it has. What?
We think it has.
We think it has.
Instead of I.
And asking the audacity to ask.
Asking the audacity.
Keeper for those people in the tourism industry far north Queensland when she closed the borders and their time to make money is in the middle of winter. The borders were closed down in Queensland. Those people didn't exist. Now she wants the federal government to extend JobKeeper. I mean, the hypocrisy of the lady.
So you think, do you?
Well, what do you think? You haven't thought about it and obviously didn't see the interview.
No.
Or
no.
Interviews.
No, Dom, this is the...
Because you're busy watching Fox stuff from America.
This is the beauty of this forum, Don. You bring up topics which we don't canvass. We don't sit here trying to think up things to say or people to malign or anything like that. We just come in here and we have topics. You bring up topics which I've never heard of, and that's good, Don, because it gives us a chance off the top of our head to give an opinion
rather
than...
Well, give me an opinion off the top of your head.
Give us it again, will you?
Oh, shit. Rex, give me an opinion off the top of your head.
I don't mind it at all because it shows that the buck starts and ends with her. I noticed that Jeff Kennett, when he was in power, used the term I very, very... I noticed that Daniel Avenue and Jeff Kennett has joined us. Jeff, and you just got to understand that I've got to give a credit to our major sponsors. And we've got Jeff Kennett on the line who's just taking a little bit of paspalum out of the root system of his daffodils in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. And Jeff is brought to us on Smart Ass Sam with the kindest regards of Jockey Y Fronts, their new Don Scott edition, MSAC. Are you there, Jeffrey?
Yes, I am, Rex. What I used to do is I used to say I because I believed that most of the people behind me were pretty lame and I used to take the full responsibility for some of my decisions. And I remember when I was president, still am, but when I was president, when Don Scott was playing for Hawthorn, I used to have many, many sensible conversations with Don and asked
him...
Gee,
that was easy. Oh,
yeah.
Go on, yeah.
Asked sensible one day, conversations. Would he like to be a legend of the club? And he said, go and get fucked, Jeffrey. And I thought...
No, how did he say it?
Hey, bud.
How did he say it?
He said, go and get fucked.
No,
if you get out of it.
No,
you get
it's Don saying it.
Oh, what?
How does Don say it?
Yeah, that was Jeff saying it.
You go really... and get fucked. Hey, listen, if you get out a little bit of a lisp to the Jeff Kennett...
Jeff hasn't got a lisp.
I said, if you could add a little bit of a lisp to the Jeff Kennett...
Don't go there, Don, please.
You're not going to suggest...
You
could do an ad for bugs and whatever else, fertilisers.
Alan Scheel.
Really?
Alan, remember Alan?
Yeah, I do.
Alan Scheel, who did Leish.
All right, well, we've got Alan Scheel on the line, and once again, our guest, courtesy of Jockey Y Front's new Don Scott edition, out after Easter in all good stores and bad stores as well. And the model is called the Don Sock Scott MSAC. Alan, it's Rex here. I've just got a small grub on the edge of my callistomine, and it seems to be not eating the leaf, but it's eating the flower, particularly interrupting the cycle of the bees when they're pollinating. I wonder whether you could give me some sort of recommendation, because the bloke on the ABC is not here anymore. He's been to the Tobin Brothers. What's his name?
Pot Black.
Yeah, no, that was...
Tim Lane.
No.
Tim Lane, no.
No, the other fella, see you, have a good day.
Hello, cheerio.
Yes, Kevin Hines.
Kevin Hines. Yeah.
He was, didn't he, So What it was called.
So what?
Yes, he said, hello, this is Kevin Hines. He said, hello. Hello,
cheerio.
Tonight. Yes, tonight.
Cheerio.
Yes, cheerio, see.
Welcome to So What. Tonight I'm going to pot Iris, which got a lot of people up and about. They thought, shit, how can this rate so well? And then he said, I'm going to plant Rose up against the wall. And we thought, fuck, what have we turned on to?
Anyhow,
we've turned on to over 70s porn.
Alan Seal has continued to be there. In this woke age of mirth and anachronisms and a relics, Alan, what would you... What would you think that I could get rid of the grub that is eating my colistemon?
Well, to be quite honest, Rex, I'd get some methylated spirit and I'd rub it on your snag, because if there's any grubs on your snag, I tell you what, methylated spirits and Epsom salts will give it a nice touch-up, and you get no grubs on any part of your snag or any part of your person.
Thank you very much to Alan Seal, courtesy again of Jockey Y-Fronts, their new edition, the Don Scott edition, the MSAC. And I've got some fine print here before I go back to you,
Don,
Sam.
Shut up,
the
Rex.
New MSAC edition is methylated spirits resistant. So if you put some methylated spirits on the eight-day clock, your Y-fronts won't become X-fronts.
And you'll probably live on your own. Mrs. Seal will probably vacate the premises overnight. Now, Don, have you got any final announcements to make before we've given you your head?
What?
No, shut up, Rex. We've given you your head.
I missed out.
Giving you your head.
I'm doing this pro bono. What are you talking? This is on my honorarium.
Right. Now, listeners. Listeners.
Rodney, hit the button, listeners, please, will you?
Rodney, this has been, you cannot be serious. It's probably one of the wildest rides. I did say fasten your seatbelt. Rex, thank you so much for coming in. Rocket, putting all this together for verifying a lot of the things that people think we make up, but they're true. And Don, fantastic subjects. Come again next week. Thank you so much.
Oh, shit. Sorry, everyone.